From the Windows, Doors, and More studio, your locally owned and operated kitchen and bath center. This is Fort Wayne's Morning News with Kayla Blakesley on WoWo, 1190 AM and 107.5 FM. Depend on it.
All right, WoWo Land, I've been saying all morning long that I've got a pretty big announcement to make, so here we go. I am so excited for this. I can't hardly stand it. But before I make the actual announcement, allow me to back up a little bit. A couple of weeks ago, I had on Congressman Jim Banks. You know, he joins me every Wednesday here on the show so we can check in on the Capitol. And I asked him about a potential debate that Wayne TV was looking to host with him and his rivals, the other candidates, Democrat Gary Snyder and Independent Nathan Gotch. For those of you who missed that moment of Congressman Banks and I having that conversation, take a listen to a portion of the conversation about debating that we had here on the air. Well, let's talk to you kind of about crisscrossing the country and campaigning as the midterms are upon us. Will you personally be participating in any debates for Indiana's 3rd District? I know Wayne TV reached out and asked you to join some other candidates for a debate on October 27th. Is that happening or any others happening?
Well, I hope so. I've always looked forward to those engagements. Unfortunately, with Wayne, they gave us a date that I was already committed to speak at the Crisis Pregnancy Center in Topeka up in LaGrange. They also messed up and sent the invitation to an email address for David Keller, my chief of staff, that they know they messed it up. So they sent the invitation and gave us a deadline. The deadline passed because we didn't get the invitation. They called back and they realized that they made a mistake. So if WoWo wants to invite us to debate and give us a moderator who is unbiased, that's another thing that we look for as well. Instead of debating one or two people who are opposed to me, I don't want to debate the moderator.
Plus the moderator, yeah.
Either, although we've ran into that in the past. But Kayla, if WoWo wants to invite us to a debate and give us a date that works for all the candidates and work with us on that, we'd be very pleased to do it.
Okay. So that was my conversation a couple of weeks ago with the congressman here on the air. After that conversation, I ran over to the big boss, Mike Reggs, in the other room during a commercial break, and I said, "Hey, Reggs, since the congressman just said he would join a debate if WoWo hosted one, can we host a debate?" Well, here's the big announcement, WoWo Land. We are, in fact, hosting a debate for the 3rd District here in Indiana, and we are kicking it old school. We're having a breakfast debate live here on the radio on my show November 1st from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. We are going to go commercial-free for an entire hour. And here's the best part. All three candidates have agreed to participate. We're going to live stream the entire thing. Plus, we will put it up on our podcast page. Why? Because I think it is just so vitally important that voters hear from their candidates. So we want to do our part here at WoWo and share this debate everywhere we possibly can. More importantly, WoWo Land, we want you to participate. If you have questions that you want asked, submit them. Submit them via our text back line at 46862. You can email me personally, kblakesley@wowo.com. We want your voice to be heard. So I want to tell you about this now and get it going now. I will continue to remind you as we make our way to the debate November 1st. Submit your questions to 46862 or email me at kblakesley@wowo.com. Facts over fear over breakfast.
From our studios in Fort Wayne, Indiana, this is WoWo's exclusive 3rd District Congressional Debate featuring Republican Jim Banks, Democratic candidate Gary Snyder, and independent hopeful Nathan Gotch. Only on WoWo 1190 and 107.5 FM.
I am Kayla Blakesley, host of Fort Wayne's Morning News here on WoWo, bringing you an inside look at today's program. I'm sitting alongside our debate moderator for the morning, our very own Pat Miller. The debate today will be approximately 1 hour long and feature all three candidates, incumbent Republican Congressman Jim Banks, Democratic candidate Gary Snyder, and independent candidate Nathan Gotch. All three candidates have agreed to an equal time question and answer format. All three candidates will be asked the same question and will have 90 seconds to respond. With 10 seconds remaining, they'll hear this sound. Once their 90 seconds is up, that bell will ring again and their microphones will be silenced. If the moderator feels as though clarification is needed, follow-up questions will be permitted. We're also streaming this entire debate live right now on our Facebook page at WoWo Fort Wayne. Now to our candidates. Best of luck to each and every single one of you. I hope that we can all keep this civil today. And with that, I would like to pass the mic to our moderator, Pat Miller, host of the Pat Miller Program from 3 to 6 right here on WoWo. It's the big story this morning, recapping our 3rd District congressional debate that happened yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour live here on WoWo. I feel like now that the debate is over, I can finally share some of my true, real thoughts about the candidates. I should say this, too. All three candidates did participate yesterday. Incumbent Republican Congressman Jim Banks, Democratic candidate Gary Snyder, and Independent candidate Nathan Gotch. And allow me to come out of the gate with this, my friends, okay? I was surprised. Nathan Gotch, the Independent candidate, he was very polished, very clean. He greatly impressed me. Jim Banks was also very polished, clean, well-spoken. I didn't really expect anything else from him. But let me tell you, the real loser of the morning was Gary. I'm sorry. And in fact, when the man initially opened his mouth to answer the first question, I thought, oh, heavens, this is going to be a long hour. It's going to be a long hour for Gary. And it was. And I thought he had two really standout, cringy moments. The first came when he was discussing the border.
Let me start by saying we should secure our border. Having a wall is not necessarily the correct way. My opponent voted against adding Border Patrol agents to help patrol the border. As far as having an open border, you know, when we have record apprehensions of illegal immigrants coming across the border, that doesn't sound like it's open to me. You can't have an open border and then say, you know, we have a record amount of apprehensions. So either you're lying about the open border or the government's lying about having the amount of illegal immigrants coming into the country apprehended. So, yes, I believe in an open border. The wall is not the answer. We are in an age of technology that's being put to use on the northern border. We don't hear about that very often. We don't hear about illegal Canadians coming across. It's just the brown ones down on the southern border. So, we need border.
Mm-hmm. And then there was this moment that I also found to be rather cringy. It was when legalizing marijuana in Indiana was being discussed.
Legalizing marijuana in Indiana, yes or no, Mr. Snyder?
Yes, I am for legalizing it. It negatively affects poor people. And black and brown people disproportionately are arrested for it. So, yes, I support it.
Okay. Can you figure out why I thought those were both cringy moments yesterday? Two words. Brown people. Let me tell you what Gary was really doing here with his brown people comments. These comments were just a smokescreen to muddy the debate. Instead of debating what he would do in terms of curbing illegal immigration and instead of actually discussing the benefits of potentially legalizing marijuana, he just tried to label those not in favor of marijuana and an open border as racist. Gary's just trying to shut down the conversation by bringing in race. Now, my favorite moment of the day came from the Independent candidate, Nathan Gotch. Take a listen.
Yeah, look, I think it's really appropriate that I'm seated or standing in between both of these two people because I feel like this has turned into, well, Biden did this, that's bad. Trump did this, that's bad. I'm not afraid to criticize either of the presidents, right? I'm not here representing or defending positions of either political party. And one of the things that's so frustrating is it seems like this is what our politics have become.
And there is a lot of truth to that. There was a lot of slinging at Joe Biden on one side and a lot of slinging at Donald Trump on the other side. It was kind of nice to have Nathan right there in the middle. Gary was slinging a lot of the mud, I will say this too, directly at Jim Banks. Nathan did a little bit. Not as much, though. I mean, I get it. Both of them kind of had to do that. But Gary definitely threw most of the shade by far. Congressman Banks remained classy, as always. He never once called out either of his opponents by name. He would just use the words my opponent or my opponents. If you missed the debate yesterday, we're going to air it again Saturday at 7 a.m., then again on Sunday at 6 a.m. Plus, you can log online to wowo.com, click on the red podcast button right there, and you can download the debate and listen to it anytime, anywhere, right there via your mobile device. thanks to the podcasting capabilities we have. Plus, if you want to watch the debate, we live streamed the entire thing. If you'd like to sit back, grab your popcorn, and watch for yourself and formulate your own opinions and thoughts and get educated as we head into Election Day, which is coming up Tuesday, November 8th, you can log online to Facebook at WoWoFortWayne and click on the link right there. You can watch for yourself.